The age of miracles is always here. The age of miracles is always here. We live in a time of miracles. Life always takes place in a time of miracles. No matter what goes on in the world, it's always a time of miracles. And because it's always a time of miracles, it's always a time of excitement, always a time of imagination, always a time of unexpected experiences. We live in an age of miracles, and how wonderful that is. No matter what we think, we're always thinking things that can be. It's not just the miracle of the plant from a seed coming forth into expression. It's not just the idea that a little baby grows from an infant into a man. It's not just the idea that we are creative, imaginative beings who can do such wonderful things that we set the world on fire with our imagination. We set the world on fire with our illumination, with the magic of who we are. The age of miracles is always here. Because no matter what it is, no matter what age we live in, we think the most wonderful things are happening in our time. When the pharaohs were building the pyramids, oh, how wonderful they thought that was. And indeed it was. When the Aztecs were doing their marvelous things, how wonderful they thought that was. When the people who were learning at the feet of the master were learning, did they think that was wonderful? Did they think that was a miracle that someone could inspire them and created within them the desire to know more and to be more and to live more? When Socrates had his young people gathered around listening to the words that he had to offer, he offered them in a very salubrious manner, and they enjoyed learning from him. They enjoyed learning from him because he titillated their imagination. He caused them to think that miracles could happen, miracles could take place. He caused them to think that there was a wonderful thing going on in the world, and that because it is so wonderful, so great, so magnificent, that it was a miracle that was never done before. And yet, no miracle is new. No miracle is one that has never been done before. No miracle is ever an expression of something that has not happened before. It is not that way. It is not that way. Every miracle is a brand new thing. And it's a brand new expression and a brand new life. And you and I are living that miracle right now. You and I are experiencing that miracle right now. We are having the time of our life and time, feeling to ourselves, yes, something truly wonderful is happening in our world. And it is. Something truly wonderful is happening in our world. Something truly wonderful is happening in your life and in mine. Now, what is it that's happening in your life and in mine? What is it that's taking place today, right now? Can we understand how our body works? It's a miracle to us. Can we understand how we breathe? That's a miracle too. Can we understand why we are formed in such a way that we're formed? That's a miracle. Can we understand that today we have automobiles, and tomorrow we'll have automobiles of a different kind. And in the future, we'll have automobiles even far beyond our imagination today. And yet, we call them miracles, and they're not miracles. They are existing right now. For everything that ever did or will exist, exists right now. It exists in our mind, and in our thought, and in our being. And if we can sit still for a moment, meditate, and be quiet for a moment, think for a moment, we'd know that the age of miracles is always here. We'd know that wonderful things are in process. a work in process. Wonderful things are in process in our being, in our mind. And these wonderful things that are in process of becoming expressions in our world always were, always will be, always are now. So as we look into our life and we say to ourselves, the age of miracles is always here. The magic of things are always here. They're always taking place. They're always expressing themselves. They're always being who and that which they are. We can step into the magic kingdom within ourselves, the miracle kingdom within ourselves, and speak to our inner self and say, okay, I behold these miracles now. I behold them completely fulfilled, completely finished, completely brought forth. I don't need to have engineers and manufacturing plants to bring these miracles forth in my life. They're already here. I let go and let it be revealed to me. For truly, the first wheel was an idea, and it came forth, fully expressed. The wheel was fully there, used to roll things, to pull things along, to do things, and how wonderful that was. But that could have been done years before it was done. It could have been done years and years before that, and it could be done now. But you see, all time is now. So when we start living in our nowness, when we start living and saying, yes, I understand, yes, I know, yes, I have the wisdom, I have the genius, I have the imagination to bring forth the miracles that I would like to bring forth, then they come right forth. They're right there. They're done. There's no more thinking about them. You just reveal them and let them be. And as you reveal them and let them be, how wonderful they are. Today we can all say of ourselves, the age of miracles is always here. Today you can say to yourself some little miracle that you'd like to bring forth in your life, and bring it forth in the magic of your thinking, and bring it forth right now. And as you bring this forth, you'll be the Buck Rogers of today, who comes forth with all this imaginative space travel, which tomorrow was a reality for Buck Rogers. But in his mind, he did all those things that he thought of doing. Oh, he may have done a little bit primitive according to today's standards, but for him, it was magic being expressed, completely, fully, and wonderful. A miracle that is always here, a miracle being revealed in his life. You and I, we have miracles being revealed in our life all the time. We have miracles being revealed in our experiences all the time, and we love it. Oh, dearly love it. We love it because it's our imagination. And when we can become quiet, become still, and listen to our own inner awareness, live on the grander plane that we are, not just the plane of today's existence, not just the plane of tomorrow's existence, but the existence of eternity. And as we live on that plane of existence of eternity, we find that truly the miracles that we dreamed a moment ago are primitive compared to the miracles we're dreaming now. You and I can open our minds, our hearts, our thoughts, our inner being, our world, to the recognition that all is in divine order, and that as we let ourselves dream, as we let ourselves imagine, as we let ourselves wonder into the experience of all that is good is revealed to us. And it's not today or tomorrow or yesterday, it's now. The age of miracles is always here now. And you and I live in this age of miracles because we are those who dwell within, who seek within, who look within, who wonder within, and who find within all that is good and all that is wonderful and as we find within all that is good, all that is wonderful, it is revealed to us completely, fully, wonderfully, eternally. The age of miracles is always here, now. I love you. I love you. I love you.